So, okay, let's start again. Okay, Gil, what can you tell me about you?
Well, I have made a couple of lists of things that need to get done. My dental appointment was canceled, and I'm really sorry that Dr. Ryan isn't able to be there today, but it was a blessing in disguise, for me. And Reverend Carrie was hoping to talk this afternoon, and schedules were going crazy, so I texted her that that appointment was canceled, and we had a 15-minute phone call, and that was done, and so that's off my plate. So the only other thing I have is a 5 o'clock Zoom call
Oh,
today for a
okay.
circle, and that'll be lovely.
Okay.
So I've been thinking long and hard about what craft projects to take, and I want to keep it as simple as possible. And I have a couple ideas about that, and some need to figure out what I'm going to wear to church on Sunday, and then lay out my clothes, because as much as I can get done today would be great.
So you're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, about hopefully about 2.
Oh, okay. And then you'll be back on Monday?
I'll be back Sunday. The retreat ends after breakfast on Sunday, and then we go straight to church. And so I'll be home at my normal time after church on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And then I don't
Okay.
leave again till Tuesday.
Okay.
But we don't have a depart time yet.
Oh, okay. And then when you get back from that will be the following Sunday or Monday?
We'll get back on Saturday.
Saturday. Oh, okay. Tuesday through Saturday.
And then, of course, Sunday is church, and Reverend Carrie's going to stay somewhere else Saturday and Sunday nights, because she's going to be one of the facilitators at the conference.
Oh.
So she's coming down here, because it's faster than it's like less driving than to go home and come here another weekend. And then so she'll stay somewhere else Sunday and Monday night, and then no, Saturday and Sunday night. Monday night she'll stay with me so we can do our monthly catch up and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then she'll leave Tuesday morning. So, and I'm getting another chemical peel that day, but I think I will put off any future ones till after Christmas, just to try to keep my plate open. My calendar is blissfully open during that time that I'm trying to protect. And so I think I'm gonna hold off until after Christmas. I think I can continue to have a I really want a peaceful Christmas, just to enjoy my family and my friends and doing the things I want to do instead of feeling so pressured. So I know there'll be stuff to do with church, but I can protect myself as my calendar as much as possible.
Good for you. Good for you.
So
You're getting stronger.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Day by day in every way.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so what tools are you finding are working for you the best at this point?
Lists.
Okay.
I mean,
Okay.
just because there's so many things I'm trying to keep track of.
Okay. And is that in one list or do you have a whole bunch of lists?
I have a grocery list. I have an errands list. I have a retreat list, a retreat packing list, and then I have a what I need to do at home before I go list.
Okay. So, what about when you start to feel a little anxious? What are you doing for yourself physically to your awareness is better now than it's ever been.
Yeah,
So,
I'm breathing.
okay.
Yeah, and my counselor was reminding me of the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding exercise, where you look and identify five things, you touch four things, you smell, I don't know, smell and taste, anyway, it works out to you're grounded in your senses.
Okay. Now I did I put the little 4.5 minute I
You
gave you that,
did.
right?
You
Where?
did. And I have it downloaded. I have not listened to it yet, but I have downloaded it. Unlike the cord cutting meditation from Rachel that I have done twice. I've downloaded it to my hard drive, my desktop, but I keep forwarding it to my tablet and the link expires before I open it up. So
Oh no.
I'm going to see if I can transfer it on a cable
Okay.
because I think it's too big to email.
Oh yeah, probably. Okay. Well,
That or Dropbox.
oh, and there's that. Being listening to that little meditation is great because it's guided, but bringing your heart and mind into harmony and grounding will really support you to maintain the awareness, but also to, because the awareness is so acute, being able to remember to breathe, especially when you're trying to pack or you're trying to get ready and the dogs are doing whatever they're doing, and where's my list? Even though you've got this, you're trying to keep your calendar clear. Right now, you've got a lot of things going on. So the more you can take those deep breaths, just because that's what you do, that's how you breathe, and listen, hearing that meditation of, okay, I'm going to take the deep breaths. You know all the steps to bring your heart and mind into coherence and grounding. You know how to ground, whichever way works best for you in grounding. The more you can implement that throughout your day, I mean, that's seconds. It's just, the meditation is 4.5 minutes, but you can do it standing in line at the grocery store. You can do it at a stoplight. It can be that quick that you just take the deep breaths and ground, I think that's going to be really important for all of us in the coming days and weeks. A lot of changes, and we're observing and holding the space. And I don't feel that we're going to be affected directly, like there's not going to be anybody at the door, but we're observing what's going on around us, and being able to hold that energy supports us and everything else around us. But the calmer and the more we can stay in that elevated love vibration of gratitude instead of reacting to things that we hear, instead of reacting to, just William got into some paper, and we're at a whole different level of experience and being. And so we're just calmer and even handling those kinds of things. When Magic and I come in from his walk, the child has no inside voice and he's barking at me to throw the toy. And if I'm trying to, that's, I'm leaving messages for other people, through text and to voice to text. And when he's barking and I'm talking at the same time, it does nothing. So, being calmer in those situations, because they're so freaking cute, I mean, they're
And
just wanting.
it's
Yes, it is. But we look in those little faces, and that's what life is all about.
thing. Yeah.
It's not everything else. But figuring out what works the very, very best for you, and making that I don't really like the term routine, but it's just your normal way of living. We're constantly taking the deep breaths, and you're so much better than you were before, because you'll find yourself, I'm sure, still, oh wow, I was holding my breath. But we caught ourselves right away instead of 2 hours later, when we're exhausted because our brain and our body hasn't had enough oxygen. But, taking the deep breaths, grounding, this is becoming our new foundation for living. This is our new normal. that we're doing it, on an hourly basis, even. You can set a timer that every hour, okay, I'm definitely going to take this deep breath and ground. And I think that has, I don't do that. Like I'm telling you that would be good for you, but it's a reminder for me too that, yeah, that's something that I've got to start doing. I've got to start doing that because otherwise it's going to be easy for fear to come in, and even waking up in the mornings, being reminded that this is 9/11, remembering about what happened yesterday. Jesse told me this morning that there was a shooting at the Evergreen High School there in Colorado. And I said, well, is Landon at school? Because I didn't know if she'd send him or not, She said, yeah, he was. But they have incredible security at his school. But, trying to live our lives and when and not, it's not that we don't care about those things. It's just that we can raise above the pain and suffering of those things. And, thank goodness, I'm so grateful for the church community that you have and the friends that you have. We need all that more now than ever. But being able to observe instead of react. I think that things are going to be moving really fast. Things are going to be happening. And I mean, and you can feel it too. I mean, you've been in the military long enough that, a lot of, about what goes on behind the scenes than I would.
I have seen the sausage being made.
There you go.
Well, I've seen some of the sausage being made.
Did you see or follow the UFO hearings?
No. Did you?
Well, I didn't even know anything about it. And my friend in Florida told me about it yesterday, and she sent me a link to the highlights. I guess it was over two, maybe 2 or 3 hours, but the highlights were like an hour and a half. I listened to those today. And Skinwalker Ranch was the guy who was there at Skinwalker Ranch was he was his he wasn't there, but his name was brought up a few times. But he was working with the government. And that's what this is all about, is about the government hiding things. Well,
The government has them classified,
yeah,
not quite
okay.
the same as hiding.
Yeah, I was I that's not the right word. Not telling. But the things are gonna be changing. Things are gonna be changing. What a time to be alive.
Which reminds me of something to put on my list.
Oh, what's that?
Something I just thought of that was on a list from yesterday that got buried. Okay, I
Oh.
need a new list. I need a new list. Okay, here's a new list. These. I was when I was at my counselor's office, the ordinary receptionist was out, and the executive director, they were taking turns sitting behind the desk. So we had a few minutes to chat. And because I donate to them, we were catching up, and she was talking about how concerned she is and how they're planning for 2 and 3 years out in the future. And I said, I think things are going to change. And she said she hopes so. She's marching, she's praying, she's doing all these things. And I said, the pendulum's going to swing the other way. And it, having heard Sterling, it's a lot easier to stay grounded in that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I love that he talks about how he's just a telephone. He doesn't really get emotional about anything. He just conveys the information. And I love that he, well, I don't know if you listened to his interview with the guy.
Part of it. The Diary of a CEO guy.
No, that was with Joe Dispenza. I'm trying to think of what.
Oh.
I can't remember what the guy's name
He's
was that.
been a guest on two or three people lately.
Yeah. But the I don't know if I can't remember if I sent it to you or not, but he was it what he said that I thought was really interesting was that he doesn't have to go into a deep meditative state to talk with his guides. I love that. And I think, you know, 'cause I don't have to do that. And you know, when I first started trying to communicate with my angels and deceased loved ones, I was looking to Doreen Virtue. And you know, she said you had to be vegan. And I was like, I'll never be able to do it. And then when I would make connection, man, they would be like, oh my God, the things I that they would say and the experience of it. And then I thought, well, is this even real because of that? You know, and then you just have to decide. But I just feel that, you know, the veil is only there if we put it there at this point. If we want to talk to our angels and guides, deceased loved ones, there is no veil. As we've been taught, it's just talk to them. Now, there are negative energies out there, you know. Rachel's explained to me, it's not like demons, you know, that what we've been told about demons, you know, no hell, no, none of that. It's pain and suffering of the physical world energy that has adhered to and become something.
A thought form, yeah.
And that's where people get into trouble with Ouija boards and things like that, you know. People who are have addictions to alcohol and drugs, you know, those energies feed off their pain and suffering.
David Spangler describes it as like a fog of negative energy around the world, and our anger feeds it, and then somebody like a suicide bomber in the Middle East can feed off that energy, and our holding the light and the angels are what dissipates it, and the angels aren't going to let it go too much, but our I think of that statistic that you quote sometimes that our positive thoughts are helping dissolve it.
You know, that was a good, what you just said was a really good explanation of it. If it's a fog around the world, because I was just seeing as you were starting to say that it starts to dissipate, that it's dissipating now at an accelerated rate. And it's like the sun burning it off, you
Oh, I
know,
love
the
that.
light coming in and burning it off, burning off that fog of negativity and pain and suffering. And I just, you know, I just feel that we're at such a turning point. You know, it's like everything has led up to now. And the more we can hold that elevated vibration of energy in ourselves, you know, you have, we all individually have little things that happen that irritate us and push us and we're already tired and then fear comes in, but it's like that's gotta go. And it comes from the conscious choice of I'm not gonna go there anymore. And it's like creating a clean slate, if you will. And we're gonna be seeing weird stuff. You know? I was sitting here the other day. The curtain was pulled back, magic was here asleep, and I was like this, and I saw something come up in the window. This is over the patio downstairs. So there's nothing coming up in the window. But there it was. There was something there in the window. But when I looked right at it, it was gone. And then I was sitting here and I saw a bird fly. There's two windows here, so there's a partition, right? Okay, so the bird was flying and he didn't come out the other side of the partition. Well, where the heck did he go?
Straight up.
Well, he wasn't going straight up, he was going straight across. And but you know, it's fast, a bird's flying. And he was flying too fast to really change directions, up or down, but he could have gone down because we're that high up off the ground. But just, you know, I've seen lights
That
that,
kind of stuff.
yeah, I've seen lights in the house. I see blue lights a lot. And then Nancy Rebecca talks about the blue light beings and that she's been seeing blue lights on people because they're raising their vibration, they're changing their vibration. And I was seeing all these blue lights and I thought, where's that coming from? And then I thought, oh, wow, it's coming from me. It's coming from me. And it would just little
Sparkles like
sparkles of blue light. And it wouldn't even be like just at night. Sometimes I see it in the daytime.
wow.
So fortunately, I didn't go to the thought of I'm losing my mind, you know, but we could definitely go there. But just be aware that, you know, the more you're holding that higher vibration, you're in the greater consciousness energy of all that is. And so you're going to be seeing things, you're going to be feeling things, you're going to be hearing things. You know, you may even wake up one morning and Michael's talking to you.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
I don't doubt that a bit, Gail. You know, he's sitting in his chair and you're sitting there doing your crafts and you're having a conversation. Right now, he's having a conversation by himself. You
Is he there?
he sits with you when you're doing your crafting. For sure. Yeah.
Oh, well,
Yep.
my chair is not far from where his was. It's almost in the same place. And
But
that wasn't planned. That's just the way it worked out.
yeah. But you know, years ago, I listened to Sylvia Brown. I mean, it was so long ago, it was a cassette tape.
I have a few of her books.
Yep, I was reading her books and I was reading everything trying to figure out how to connect and nothing was working. And I was listening to her cassette tape and she was talking about the other timelines being at the same time as us. She was talking about, you know, like say 1854, it's right here happening. A few feet off of our earth now, but she could see them doing their things. Is that another dimension? I don't understand. My brain doesn't figure all that out. But because of all the other things that are happening at the same time, we start to see other things, we start to feel other things. And not to be afraid of that. But decide on how much do I want to be a part of that. You know, you know, first and foremost, we have to use our power to function in today's world. But how do I want to see my angels? I would love to see them across the room. I would love to see how many are here by through my eyes instead of my mind's eye. Would it freak me out? Well, that's probably why I don't see them yet. You know. The night that Daddy died, I knew he was there, and the other magic, he was growling at him, and I thought, oh man, if I see him, it's gonna freak me out. And then I didn't.
Well, I have wondered if I just can't let myself see Michael.
Give that some thought when you have nothing else to do, you know?
I'm lying in bed at night, yeah.
Yeah. How much
So
joy?
what did get you through that when it wasn't working? Did it just happen or?
Well, Fred's Aunt Nancy died, and when she was in hospice, and I spent before work, at lunchtime, and after work at the hospice with her. And I was sitting there, and she at the end of her bed, and she was laying in the bed, and the door was right there, and it was a huge room with chairs and sofas and stuff in there. And I saw this man walk in, and I saw her eyes shift to him, and there weren't very many people in there. And then I saw him, he walked down around behind me, and when I turned around, he wasn't there. And I thought, that's her husband. I had never met him. He died before I came into the family. And the next morning I went in, and of course she was by herself then, and I leaned over and I kissed her and I said, I saw Ed last night. And oh, her whole face just lit up. And I said, it's okay if you want to go be with him. And she just shook her head. And then I knew that that's really who that was. And then at another point, there were only three of us in the room, and there's a seating for like, I don't know, 10 people. And Jack's daughter walked in and she went to sit down on the sofa, and Nancy sat up and said, Jenny, you can't sit there. There's not enough room. And I knew that the room was full of the angels. And then a year after she had passed, well, on her birthday, after she had passed, I was writing because I got the angel speak book. And so I was writing to them, to the angels. And I asked if I could talk to Nancy. And she said, yep, I'm right here. And I said, I'm going to have a birthday dinner for you, and Scott's coming. And I said, what kind of cake would you like? And she said, I don't want cake, I want cheesecake. And I said, but Nancy, I don't know how to make one of those. She said, buy a frozen one. Yeah, she said, buy a frozen one. And I said, do you want fruit on it? Because a friend of mine used to do cheesecake all the time, and she'd put fruit on it. And she goes, oh no, that ruins it. I said, okay. And then she started telling me stuff about Fred's mother.
Oh,
And I wrote it all down.
was she Fred's mother's sister?
Yeah. She used to call Sally a witch on wheels. So that's the kind of relationship they had. But anyway, the night, and she, I said, okay, so you're going to be at the party, right? And she said she would be there with bells on. So the night of the part, the dinner, Jesse was there, Scott, her son, was there, and Fred and I, and we had her picture on the table. And at the end of the meal, I brought out this cheesecake with candles on it. Of course, we sang happy birthday to her and waited for the candles to blow out. They didn't. They didn't. But Fred's phone downstairs went ring, ring. She was there with bells on. His phone.
Was.
And just so you know, that's not the sound his phone made. I don't know how it made that noise. And then I asked Scott, I said, would you, what kind of cake would your mom have wanted for her birthday? And he said, oh, definitely cheesecake. And I said, would she have wanted fruit on it? And he said, oh no, she thought it ruined a cheesecake. I could not wait to get back upstairs to see what else she told me, to read that. So that was
So
my
was she do
turning
was she
point.
doing automatic writing? Is that how you were hearing her?
I was typing it. I was
Oh.
typing it onto the computer because I was talking to my angels, and I could write it faster than I could, or I could type it faster than I could write. And that's how I had started doing it. And
Okay.
that's, because the angel speak girls were teaching to do the writing. And that's how I made the transition to believing, and from, is this real, to, yeah, this really is. Yeah, that turned it, because I was awake. I wasn't in a meditative state. I was just talking to her. And when we ask that only those of the light communicate with us, then there's no danger of, the painful energies trying to influence us. And that's one thing that Doreen Virtue always said, that an angel's not going to tell you something that's going to hurt you. But that was my turning point of belief. And then I started just letting whatever happened happen. The first time that I had a visit that I did not initiate was when my cousin Vicky was dying of cancer. And I had talked to grandma. Grandma lived near them. It was my grandma's brother's daughter. And she had seen her and we had talked. And then I was at Fred's house before we moved in together. And I woke up and I could hear somebody laughing. And then I saw in my mind's eye my grandma Haley, my grandma's mom, oh God, what was her name? Oh, she's her name. I can see her picture. I just can't think of her name. Anyway, they were sitting on these boulders in this beautiful yellow garden of yellow roses. You know, it was
Oh,
yellow
wow.
roses. And Vicky, her name was Vicky. And she, thank you. she said she was telling me what she wanted me to tell her mom and her dad. Actually, it was her wasn't her mom, it was her dad, because grandma had told me that her dad was having a really hard time because she wasn't going to make it. And she wanted me to tell her dad that she was exuberant. Now, we both know that I don't use that word. That's not my word. But she wanted him to know she was exuberant, and they were laughing and they were having fun. And she said to tell grandma, my grandma, that she loved her. And I said, do you want me to tell your mom anything? And she said, no, she already knows. 'Cause she paused for, she goes, no, she already knows. It's like, okay. And then I'm crying and I started sniffing, and Grandma Haley said, you need to stop that or he's going to make you get up and blow your nose, which, you know, in a sense should have been a red flag. And I said, well, what about him? Because you know what? I'm a girl. I'm going to ask him, well, what do you think about him? And she said, just love him. That's what she said. And I can see where, you know, being with him led me to be here. So
That's what
anyway.
I tell myself about all those things I went through.
Yeah. So then when I woke up, I called grandma to see if Vicky had passed, and she hadn't. But grandma got two yellow roses from me and from Jesse and put them on a casket. And it was, I told grandma to tell what to tell her brother. And I'm sure she did, but a couple of months later, I kept hearing Vicky telling me to tell them. So I called their number and her mom answered the phone. And I told her who I was because I hadn't seen her in years. Told her who I was and I told her what happened. I said, I have something to tell you. Told her what happened. She said yellow roses were Vicky's favorite and that she had been asking Vicky for a sign that she was okay.
Oh.
And Vicky's dad was in the shower, so I didn't get to talk to him. But it was perfect to talk to her. So it all worked out the way it was supposed to. But Gil, I can remember seeing them in that garden as clearly as seeing you right now. And that was, geez, 20 years ago. But it's like it just happened. And when those experiences happen, that's when I learned that when you have experiences like that, they're real. You're not dreaming or daydreaming that you're talking to a deceased loved one, that it's really happening. And if you have questions, ask them. But
Well,
yeah.
I find one of the things Sterling says is that nobody goes before their time, and your birth angels will yank you back if you're not supposed to. That actually makes it easier to cope.
Rachel had told me that a long time ago. You know, with
I
grandma
think I've heard
dying,
it before, but yeah.
yeah, with grandma dying the way she did, you know, we left her here with my mom. The angels told us that they would be there, that she would be okay, that we really needed to go. But you know, the human brain, we keep thinking, what if we really had brought her home? You know, maybe she would have gotten better, and if we'd just brought her with us, we'd have been able to enjoy her and for longer. And Rachel said, no, she still would have passed when she did. So,
And maybe she didn't want to pass when you were there.
yes. Yeah. Well, Jesse told me Grandma had a hospital bed and I had a bed in her room. And I'm standing there beside the bed, and Jesse came in there and she said, when she dies, you cannot close that door and lock yourselves in here. They're going to have to take her. And then we weren't there. So, you know, it's.
But that may have been her choice.
That was, oh, definitely. Yeah, it was crazy how, you know, she would rally, you know, she would be like not there anymore, 'cause I and she wasn't. She was going back and forth, you know. She was talking with her sisters, and my dad said he couldn't get a word in edgewise 'cause they're just yakking, you know, her sisters and her mom, and they're just talking all the time. And you know, and that brings warmth and love to your heart that, you know, even though her physical body was failing, you know, her spirit was fine. And, you know, and same with Michael. You know, I'm sure he watched how you took care of him because he wasn't in his body anymore. You know, Jesse had an accident at work. God. Again, probably 20 years ago. 36, no, wouldn't have been 20. Anyway, she was working at some kind of a sporting goods store. I can't remember what it's called. Sports Authority. That's where she was working, Sports Authority. And they had those big batting cages, you know, that they hang bats on. And they were moving it, and they had her helping these guys to move it. And when they took it through a doorway, she told them, be careful of that partition. Well, she's on the other end, come bringing it through the doorway, and they hit the partition, and she lost her grip and it pinned her head against the wall.
Ooh.
She didn't say anything. Well, it gave her a concussion. She wasn't, she didn't, she, it didn't knock her out, but they got it off of her and she wasn't feeling well. So they sent her home and she said she didn't know how long she was sitting in her car. And then she called me and we went and picked her up. She's in the bathroom floor throwing up and we rushed her to the emergency
Oh,
room.
good.
And Fred was driving, he was going 90 down wherever, whatever that street was. And I saw these two, I saw my protector guide and my dad go by on motorcycles to get us through the
Oh.
light. And I thought, oh my God, how bad is this? You know? Anyway, she got admitted. And I wouldn't leave her. And I was sitting there at one point. And she's laying in the bed. And I see her spirit go back in her body. And I went over there and I shook her and I woke her up and I said, you stay in that body. Do not come back out of that body. And she goes, okay. But they were giving her, they ended up giving her Dilaudid, which caused her to hallucinate. And she thought
Oh.
that the doctor put cigarette burns on her arms. Yeah, she was in bad shape. But after all, they got all that out of her. And we got her home. She said the only thing she could remember was seeing the back of the nurse's head because she was not in her body. That freaked me the hell out, Gail. Because I didn't think it was bad enough that she would die. But when I saw that going to her body, I was like, do not fucking hospital, you know? I mean, because there could be awful stuff out there. No, stay right here with me. And Jesus sat with me. You
That
know?
must have been comforting.
Oh, God, yeah, it was. Yep, absolutely. But gosh, you know, the things that happen When you just allow yourself to experience. And but we have to remember that grief will keep us from seeing and feeling them. You know, that's the way it was when grandma died. I couldn't feel her or see her because my grief was so bad. Daddy, I started hearing him right away. You know, it wasn't that I didn't love him. It just was different because I hadn't seen him in 12 years and we were used to talking on the phone and it was like he never died, you know. It was just different. But grandma just, man, you know, it crushed my soul when she died. You know, a lot like with you and Michael, that, you know, he was your life. You know, I told grandma that she couldn't leave without me. And I said, but then I also asked her, I said, if you would, I said, when you pass, if you pass before me, will you come back and talk to me? And she said, yeah, if she wasn't too busy. Because she was going to have things to do once she got there. I was like, okay. And she did. You know, before she even left, she was helping to send love to the earth. We were, I couldn't believe it. I was, she, we'd put her to bed and I went to bed and I couldn't sleep. And I thought, okay, well, I was gonna, you know, connect with the angels and the guides and stuff. And the next thing I know, I see all these light beings up and down this crevice in the earth, and there's this beautiful light coming out. And at the head of this crevice is grandma with this bright light coming out of her forehead. And I'm like, what the heck? I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm working.
And that's
Yeah.
kind of what you do now, right?
Yeah. And she was kind of like, take your place. Get in place. We got things to do here. I was like, okay. But you know, when you allow the communication with them, the things that they'll tell you, the things that you see in your mind's eye, I see it all in my mind's eye. I don't see it across the room. So when I do see stuff like that thing coming up, I was like, whoa, I thought, is that a Bigfoot? What is that? I mean, because it was like this forehead, you know, coming up with all this hair on it, and then it was gone. And I was like, okay. I didn't get scared or anything. I was just like, okay, we're going to be seeing stuff. It's going to be different, you know? But knowing that your angels and guides are with you and being able to feel their energy and to talk with them, you know, you could pick one to talk with. Maybe you don't. You know, even though you want to talk to Michael, maybe you talk to Jesus or Archangel Michael and allow yourself to see them in your mind's eye. Ask them to meet with you.
Yeah, Rachel keeps talking about Archangel Michael, and he's giving me a bigger sword or a bigger shield, and I keep thinking, oh, I need to visualize that. And I went online to find images of Archangel Michael, but I need to find some better ones.
What does he look like in your mind's eye?
I am not good at just visualizing like that. I need to
Well,
see it.
only because you haven't let yourself be. You
Okay,
know?
it's not something that comes easily to me.
Okay, well, try make it a game. Make it a game. You know, like when I met my master teacher, Ezra, I think I told you about this, that I was laying out in the sun, and it was really hot. And I set my intention to meet with him. And the next thing I know, he's standing there and he's wearing a monk's robe.
And smoking a cigar, right?
No,
Or was that
no,
later?
that was another time. But he was wearing a monk's robe and it was really hot. And he had long hair. He was, oh, smoking hot, you know? He was wearing his monk's robe. And I said, aren't you hot? And then there was this whoosh of energy. And then he's got his hair pulled back in a ponytail and he's wearing shorts, flip-flops, and a Hawaiian-like shirt, you know? And he goes, is this better? And I said, oh yeah, that's great. But I did talk to Rachel about that. And she said they thought it was so cool that I cared that he would be hot.
Oh.
You know, but it was hot. And he was in a monk's robe. They're heavy and woolen, you know? That's what just where my brain went. But
So
to
thoughtful, though.
well, but you know, and so you can ask Archangel Michael to show himself to you, and he will show himself to you in a way that makes sense for you. You know, if you have this thought in your head that he's wearing, you know, armor and a kilt, you know, or if he's wearing army tactical gear, you know.
Yeah.
And he's got an AK-47 over his shoulder, along with his sword. Just allow yourself. What would you like to see him? How would you like to see him? And then just let it happen. And then, you know, make note of, well, is his hair long? Is it short? Is it braided? Does he have a beard? Is he clean shaven? Is he wearing glasses? Does he have goggles on because he's in night mode and he's got night vision goggles on?
Vision goggles.
You know? I mean, and he may show himself like that to you just to make you laugh.
Okay.
They have.
Have you ever looked through night vision goggles?
No, I haven't. Have you?
There, yeah, I've been on a flight with night vision goggles, a night flight with night vision goggles. It does weird things to your vision. If you've ever had glass a new glasses prescription with oh, what is it? With astigmatism correction?
Okay, I have
That's,
astigmatism.
and you know, when you get a new pair of glasses, everything's a little weird. That's what
Yeah.
night vision goggles look like.
Oh, okay.
Everything looks like that.
Okay. Wow. But then when you get used to it, it's normal.
Yeah, but the aviators all have perfect vision, so they've never experienced that, so it's very disconcerting for them. But it was like, oh,
Okay.
I know what this is. This is like I got a new pair of prescription, a new prescription for astigmatism.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
Anyway, that's I digress.
Well, I certainly did. I've been all over the place. But I know you want to talk to Michael.
Well, I talk to him all the time. It's just I
Well,
want
but
to hear him back.
you want to converse back.
Yeah.
So work with Archangel Michael or Jesus and ask them to show themselves to you. And you know, you can ask them to show themselves to you. Where are they in the room?
Okay.
And just, you know, don't put any pressure on yourself. Just allow it to happen. And you know, you may start to see it while you're in the shower or you're washing dishes, you know, because
With
water will
water.
help to magnify that. You know, and water's loaded with information. Yeah. I can't wait to hear what happens, because it will happen. You know, you don't have the pain associated with Archangel Michael and Jesus that you do with Michael. So that could be your gateway.
Yeah. A Michael with an A.
So you've got a lot coming up in this next week. It's going to be 2 weeks before I see you. Please be taking those deep breaths, bringing your heart and mind into harmony and grounding as much as you can. And if anything comes up that you need to talk, you know, reach out. Don't hesitate to do that. I have not, this is the first time I've been at my desk today. Did you send an email to me and Carolyn?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Hope to do
Okay.
that today.
Okay. Well, if you don't get to it, I'm sure I've got her email address. I can do it myself. So if it's, you know, don't let that be something on your plate that causes stress. I can, and I'll tell her I talked to Gail and she said it was okay to reach out to you if I don't get an email from you.
And what was it you were going to work with her on?
AWeber.
Oh, okay. AWeber. Yeah.
AWeber. Yeah. And I that card number that I have for your card number for the church is what I should use to set up the paid account at AWeber, right? And you want to go the yearly, not the monthly. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was going to do that this morning, but I fell asleep. I was like, I still can't believe that happened. So now this is totally off topic, but Jesse sent me for my birthday makeup.
When was your birthday? Did I miss it?
Oh no, it's not till next week. Is it next week? It's the 16th. It's early, but she wanted to be sure I got it by my birthday. There's this gal on Facebook. She's a private PI in Florida. Her name is Mackenzie, and she's a card, man. She tells about how stupid people are. Because
Talks about what?
she's a private investigator, and so she talks about how stupid people
Oh,
are,
how stupid people are.
and she can only tell a certain amount of things about a case,
Right,
but she'll
right.
tell, and they're really funny. But she used to weigh like she's lost like 300 pounds. I don't know, a lot of weight. She's a really beautiful woman, but she'll even show you what's left of her body from that, and she uses this makeup. That she puts it on, it's all these, like drag queens would put on, but it's beautiful. She's so beautiful. And she does this scuba ski Steve thing where she puts it on. That's how she puts it on. She puts like this mask on and then she blends it all in. Well, Jesse turned me on to her. Jesse's been watching her. Well, then Jesse got the makeup. It's really expensive. And then Jesse's talking to me about, I'm thinking about becoming an affiliate. And I said, Jess, you should absolutely do that because she doesn't do anything for herself. And then she started talking to me about it. And I said, Jess, I'd love to have that makeup, but it's not in my budget right now. And I said, but someday I'd really like to have that. And she said, well, maybe you should reach out to McKin. And when you get the makeup through Mackenzie, she will tell you which ones to order. You send her a picture. And then she
Oh.
tells you which ones to order. There's no guessing about it. Well, Jesse did that. And Jesse said, well, why don't you send a picture to her and just see what she says? And I said, She said, well, I'll send it. I said, okay, but would you ask her about this, what I can do to make this look less? She said, yes, she would. So I sent it to her. Well, I'm the same coloring as Jesse. Go figure. So, and then she did respond. With what to do about this. Jessie sent me that makeup for my birthday. She just but after you and I said that, maybe we could meet a half hour earlier, then she sent me a message to check my mailbox. And good thing she did because it's 90 something degrees out there.
It would
It
have
was,
melted.
yeah, it was hot. It had just been delivered. And then she called me on FaceTime. She said, go ahead and open that box and open the. I got an Amazon package from her day before yesterday. She said, don't open it till your birthday. I was like, okay. She said, open them both. And then she's FaceTiming me with Amanda. And I can't believe she did that. That was so exciting that she did that. But anyway, the reason I share this is. That if you're in, I don't know what kind of makeup you do use, but if you're interested in looking at this, I can send you her video of Mackenzie doing Scuba Steve, and Jessie's an affiliate.
Oh, good for her.
But this girl is, she's funny as heck. She is really funny. But when you know that she was very heavy and she lost all this weight. She was the fat girl everybody made fun of, and now she's live on, she does live stuff and she, it doesn't care. She doesn't care what she looks like, but she can put this makeup on and she's gorgeous, and she's pretty without it, but yeah, knowing she's lost all this weight and she'll even be out in a swimsuit and you can see what it's done to her body and there's no shame. It's showing that, she feels comfortable in her body and
Wow.
that is so supportive. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
So your birthday is September 16th? Okay. I got two cards to send off for next week then. My niece's is the 19th.
Oh, wow.
So I want to get that off before I leave town.
Oh, and I got into my Kate's VA PayPal account, and there was money in there from you.
That's to cover the bank charge.
I'm going to say thank you, and I can't send it back to you because that will block your flow, but you did not have to do that.
Well, I went
Let me
in to
see.
see if I could change the amount to cover the bank card charge, and I can't because you sent me an invoice. So I was gonna send you, but there's a bunch of Kate Larges, and the only one that I was sure was you was the VA one. So, but that's what that's for, because
Well, thank
by
you.
magic, a nice month of dinners.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to say thank you, but you really did not have to do that. But
I know.
I thank you. I thank you for
I
doing
know I didn't, but I
that.
wanted to.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And that's
That's
exactly what I'll do with
what it's for. It's to cover the
that.
bank fee.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're
Oh,
welcome.
yep. Sending right back at you, girl. Well, again, if anything comes up between now and then, I know you're going to be having a lovely time
I
with
will
all
be.
the folks and safe travels. And oh, I just had this vision of Archangel Michael sitting with you as you drive. Is there somebody riding with you?
Not tomorrow, but next week it'll be three of us in the car.
Okay, well, tomorrow he's going to be in the passenger seat.
Okay.
I saw him in the passenger seat. So you know what? Talk to him. See what he
Okay.
looks like in the passenger seat. And oh, he's got his seatbelt on. That's so funny. They really don't get scared though.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, geez. It's like, oh my God, I'm seeing this vision of you guys stop and everybody's starting to get out. And it's like one of those clown cars, you know. The angels just keep coming out. Oh, that's too cool.
So there will be angels with us as well
Oh,
as Archangel
yes.
Michael.
Absolutely. You can't drive faster than the angels, you know. Oh yeah. Yeah, you take them everywhere you go.
Well, I ask him to go before me and make my way safe, so.
Okay, well, they're definitely gonna do that. All right, hon. Well, if anything comes up, do reach out, okay?
I will.
And sending you lots of love.
Right back at ya.
Okay,
Take
I'll see
care.
you, I guess, in 2 weeks. All
Okay, thank you so
right.
much, Kate.
You're welcome, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.